Ham.
Producer.
And title only. Title only. Pido.
It's contagious. We are going to focus our attention on the world of dating here, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very thankful that I acquired a companion person, soulmate, individual, or whatever, in the era before apps or the advent of apps. Very happy to not deal with those. Didn't have to deal with Grindr or Spankter or whatever they got going on now.
Spankter.
Spankter? Is that what it is? Not nagging on people that do or have used those to acquire lovers. Just not for me.
When did you meet your wife?
Like in the womb?
I just realized a few minutes ago you're really bad about remembering dates, but do you have a ballpark?
2010 is when we started dating.
Okay.
Man.
So that would have been, yeah, right around probably. There was definitely online dating, like Match.com and stuff, but
it was like, yeah, subscription services.
We weren't doing
like
that as young like, people.
Yeah, Match.
We were on like Plenty of Fish or
Ashley Madison
MySpace.
Or whatever.
eHarmony.
Yeah.
eHarmony was a big one. That's what I was trying to think of, was eHarmony, yeah.
Not for like casual dating or whatever, though.
Because I remember at that time, like, Ty Walker was, I think, doing that kind of online dating and was not met with applause by the people up here. They were giving him a lot of hell for it.
I forgot what that service was called.
Which one?
The one that he used to advertise for. Anyways, but yeah.
It's Just Lunch, maybe? That was a big one.
That's what it was, yeah. But also, in addition to apps, feel like we're in the golden age right now of creating terms for what your dating situation is. I think one of the more popular ones that everybody knows is ghosting. And for those that are unaware, it's when you're talking to or communicating to somebody, and then all of a sudden they just suddenly disappear, drop all forms of communication without explanation.
They leave you on read?
Yes. And then there's lesser known terms like this one in conjunction to ghosting is zombieing.
Where you die?
It's when you were after ghosting, you just pop back up like nothing happened.
Oh. Okay.
I would have thought it's if it's a conversation that's just not going anywhere and you're just walking around like zombies, but
no. Did okay. you what I know you do run throughs for TV shows for every star season, or you used to, or cowboy season.
Yeah.
Did you ever do one for the Seinfeld?
Yeah.
It's like how I imagine Costanza, where he showed back up to work the next morning or
like
Monday.
Nothing went wrong.
Like nothing went wrong.
Yeah.
This one I've never heard of, but I'm now seeing numerous articles about the dangers of it. The term is called Shrekking. Shrekking, which is named after the character Shrek, who was an ogre, is when you're dating somebody less conventionally attractive for deeper connection. So you're intentionally dating somebody that you find to be unattractive because you feel like you'll have a deeper connection to them.
So losing a little bit of your shallowness, I guess?
Yes, but there's weird expectations involved. It's not I'm lowering my standards. It's I'm lowering my standards because since you are ugly, I think I will be treated better by you because you will be grateful to be dating somebody like me.
Now, do you tell them right out of the gate,
hey, you're a Shrek.
You're ugly. Luckily for you, I'm willing to look past that to try to connect with you on an emotional level.
I would say if you want to continue talking to this person, you should not do that. Like, if you out of the gate are like, hey, you're an ogre, but I'd like to get to know you because I'd like you to treat me well.
Okay, but has this...
I'll take you to whatever.
Would you say that this has been going on?
It's been going on for...
Yeah, now it's just a term for it.
Millennia. It's just we've now appropriated the character of Shrek to this term.
Yeah. Which, this is offensive to ogres, so I don't stand for it.
That is messed
up, very big
y'all.
Of you.
Yeah.
Standing up for a fictional being.
Yeah.
Courage.
Well, what a limb you're on.
Man. But yeah, point one of contention.
Yeah.
Attraction as a driving factor to start a relationship. Not the end-all, be-all. It plays some factor. It's not the entirety of you get into a relationship with somebody. Or at least surface level doesn't sound bad, but you want a deeper connection with that person.
For sure, but I think there's nothing wrong with saying that, like, you have to find your partner to be attractive. Like, I don't think that they're mutually exclusive.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Connection.
It's not, yeah, I am only dating this person because they're attractive.
Right.
That's toxic in itself.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have some connection with that person rather than, I want to smash you.
She's 56 and gorgeous.
But yeah, relationship experts are now warning about the dangers of Shrekking, or all flash, no substance, or whatever. Relationship expert on Seeking.com says the idea of Shrekking, or engaging in Shrekking, implies that daters should be able to predict of how a potential partner treats them based on what that person looks like. So, an ugly person, they should treat me well because they are ugly. Which is unhealthy for a relationship.
I mean, yeah, obviously the whole thing is, if you are, again, especially secretly going into it saying, I do not find this person attractive, that on the right out the gate is going to cause problems. Especially if that person figures out that you're lowering your standards, or that's not maybe the best way to put it.
Yeah,
because that sounds like you're willing to be more open.
But also,
lowering your standards is not bad.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Also, it's such a subjective thing, because you might think that person is less attractive. They might be really full of themselves and think they look great, and they might not be on that same page with you anyways, because you're expecting that they're going
to... If they think they're reverse Shrekking you?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, you go into it thinking, well, this person's ugly, so I'm going to get treated better, and they think that they're, you know, the best looking thing that around. They might not treat you like that.
I feel like every relationship, to some level, though, has a reacher and a settler, if you guys are aware of that
100%.
Concept.
100%.
There's what?
A reacher and a settler. So in a relationship, I overreached to get my wife. She settled by being with me.
Oh. Well, yeah.
Visually based. You could look at somebody and say, that person's
I imagine very rarely do you meet 50-50 on...
anything.
Yeah, where people are exactly the same attractiveness, same good personality. That's probably really hard to find. Yeah.
Also, I believe that there's also not a 50-50 when it comes to, like, how you feel about someone or how they feel about you. Like, how much you love your wife and your wife loves you, I don't think it's an equal feeling. I think somebody is more
loves more than other.
Yeah. I think that's natural. I think that happens in whatever relationship.
Yeah. But yeah, going back to Shrekking, appearances don't reveal a person's character. Anybody could treat anybody poorly regardless of if they're attractive or a Shrek-like sack of potatoes in appearance. But yeah, so if you're treated poorly, that person is seen as unattractive in the eyes of dating. That's how it should be. If you treat somebody like crap, that's a crap person.
So will this also then extend beyond looks now at some point and go, you know, if you're broke, then... If one person's broke, then you're going to try to get with them because you feel like they'll be financially dependent on you.
You just become a sugar daddy or a sugar mama?
Essentially.
I think that's just a relationship I'm in.
Which one are you?
The broke one.
Okay.
I mean, look who I work. But yeah, Shrekking also implies that someone's less attractive, who is less attractive, is inherently more grateful or generous to be in that person, which is a stereotype. Also, another problem with Shrekking, it creates a power imbalance within the relationship. So if you enter a relationship believing that you are settling or going with the ogre, you may unconsciously treat that person as a lesser.
Yeah.
Because you believe that there's an emotional disconnect because you are trying to, I want you to treat me well because you look like a piece
of
trash.
At some point you probably have, whether it's subconsciously or not.
You're better than you because I'm more attractive.
Yes,
and
you're saying, you could be saying, I'm doing you a favor by dating you.
Yes. Also, there's the case of it could backfire emotionally. So people who are Shrekking end up hurt because they're expecting that because you're ugly, you're going to treat me like a princess or a god or something like that, or a prince.
Yeah.
And they get what's called troll trauma instead, which is they're an ugly person. They're an ugly person both inside and outside. Why are you treating me like that? You should be treating me like I'm a king or something like that. But yeah. Instead, I'm now being trolled by the ogre. And the disappointment could be sharper because they thought they were playing it safe. Hey, I'm dating somebody that's maybe not as attractive as I want them to be. I'm never going to do that again because I'm not, that person's treating me poorly.
Yeah, it's weird because I wonder how many people, how many Shreks out there, hello, would be willing to put up with some of that just to have, you know,
companionship,
a mate, have a partner, you know, out of.
But would it be
because
genuine?
The fear of lonely? Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I think a lot of people would be willing to put up with it and just see how it goes because you do fear being lonely and you say, I can probably deal with it. I have someone who is going to be what I consider to be attractive with me. It's just a matter of how far do you go once you're in it? Like at some point, do you say, okay, I don't feel like I'm getting as much out of this as I thought I would. Yes, I have a partner, but I also feel like I'm getting walked all over.
Yeah.
You know, that's what me and I guess the other ticket incels have to deal with. You know, me and EA and Daddy.
Why are you lumping them in there?
We're all in the same ones. I don't know, though.
Sorry.
Daddy may be different. I feel like he would hook up with a cow heart that's connected to a car battery.
I'm also a fan.
Maybe he might be in his own class.
But yeah, the whole situation just undermines connection.
It's also, I think that, like you said, this has existed subtly in people's minds for a long time, but now giving it a label is just, it kind of normalizes it to a certain extent or humanizes it to
if
something.
If you're calling it an ogre, it's not humanish.
You know what,
well,
my...
No, I'm saying, like, it's troublesome, like, to me, the way that, like, you know, it feels manipulative that you're going into it like this. I think a lot of people subtly thought that when they would go into a relationship, but now...
Now they're consciously saying, this person's an ogre.
Yeah, that's really troublesome to even think about.
That definitely would be a problem if you are dating someone and you go look at his or her computer and you look up Shreking and the link is already purple.
You're like, oh, man. Huh. I'm Shrek. Oh, no.
Damn it.
Son of a bitch.
I thought I was Shreking her.
Which,
yeah,
would not be good. But yeah, also, it's like, okay, so you say somebody does go out with a Shrek. They make the intentional purpose to settle. I'm settling by going with this person. Might not be a Shrek, just somebody less attracted than their standards.
Yeah.
I'm willing to look past that if they're a good person. The problem is if that person does not treat you well, it boils down to whoever you decide to be with should treat you well. Regardless of your attractiveness.
And you know what's going to undermine a lot of this probably? Once we start putting AI in dolls and robots. Because
if you're rejected
Shreks,
by a robot? What?
Well, no, because I'm saying some of these Shreks are going to say, well, I don't even need to deal with that. I can just make the perfect woman.
Yep.
And don't need to worry about being under, I mean, having a person manipulate me in that way. I just have this doll that meets all of my wants and needs, and at some point, you know, it'll never be fully accepted, but it's going to get more accepted than it is now to just kind of openly be with a really, like, intuitive AI robot.
Yeah, I could program this sex doll to be with me, and I don't have to reach or settle because I have nailed it in terms of...
Yeah.
Nailed it.
What kind
like
of pickle
up against the wall?
Yeah, I'm pretzeling myself, yeah.
Well, you're pretzeling that robot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get all the good with not having to deal with all the conflict.
Yeah.
And so that may, yeah,
and
ruin
the robot
some of these
at that
people.
Point say, I've getting Shreked? I've Shreked this guy.
Yeah.
But with humans, it's the problem of I'm going out of my comfort zone to be with somebody that I don't find as attractive as I normally would be with. And if they don't treat me well, I'm no longer going to do that. I'm going to raise my standards because I should be treated well.
Do you think attractiveness also in someone's mind can change over time where you might think that going into a relationship and then how you view that person changes?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I mean, once I watch them chew with their mouth open
right,
too long.
Exactly.
Or,
yeah, they got yak
or,
mouth.
Or yeah,
yeah,
ripping them into my seat cushions.
Mm-hmm.
That might... might flaccid you up a little bit.
But anyway. if that does, I know somebody who has a product that can take care of that.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's why if I'm looking for anything from those movies, Puss in Boots.
What's that?
Just give me that.
The boots, the knock, and the... But yeah, that's Shrekking.
And now...
No.
Well, thank you very much, Ham. I feel better about my dating situation. Now I'll have that to worry about. If the first the first person shows interest in me...
Are you Shrekking me?
No. I'll still most likely get the... Look, get this out of the way. We're not doing it.